The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a very special Football Monday. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Okay, so we got a weird day coming.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, first of all. Right now, it is 63 degrees. It is drizzly. It looks like it's going to rain on and off, like, until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The chances of showers during the Bills game looks like it still could be on and off, although it's trending to totally dry.
At the stadium.
Yeah. Okay. But then again, I don't know if that helps or hurts the Bills for the game tonight.
Oh.
Right? Because I don't know, Kimmy. Are we keeping the ball on the ground? Are we going to chuck it around? What's the plan? Kimmy's making faces. She doesn't even know.
No, sorry. The computer's making weird noises. I'm just trying to figure out where it's going.
Computer's making weird noises. Right? Josh Allen doesn't know what to do about that. Can we talk about social standards?
Like etiquette?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you got to have your. You always bring your etiquette.
All right. So my my youngest, she had her birthday party over the weekend, and we went out to. She wanted to go to Wickham Farms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was fun because nothing says fun to me.
Yeah.
Like sweating through my shirt.
It was warm.
To pay more money for apples than what they cost at the store.
A little pumpkin picking.
Yeah. Well, they want to do the apple thing.
Oh,
it's
apples.
Apple picking time.
So. I like doing farm labor.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, they went out and picked the apples,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for long.
No, we were there forever. That was on top of all of the other fun things they had to
activities.
Do at Wickham Farms.
Yeah,
and look, Wickham Farms does a fantastic job out there if you're taking the kids, you know, right? But so I'm responsible for like 11 kids.
11 little girls.
Yeah, at this party, and everyone's running around and everything. So
that's a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, they're old enough now where they pretty much take care of themselves.
Which also means they can also get away from you pretty quick.
Which also happened once or twice. Don't tell their parents. But what I'm getting at is I was a little stressed out.
Yeah.
So I was looking for a little treat for me. It was time, right? And if you want a treat, they got you covered at these
Plenty
farms.
Plenty of treats.
So first off, new thing. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Corn.
I mean corn.
Roasted corn by the ear.
Like,
oh, so you just eat a ear of corn.
Yeah, but here... But
I never think of an ear of corn as a treat.
It was delicious. So.
It's a side to a meal.
No,
was it like street corn?
It was, no. Oh.
But it's on the cob.
Yeah, it's on the cob, and they take it out of the roaster. They get this roasting machine, and then he goes, you want butter? And I go, yeah, I'll take butter. And I was thinking he's going to like spin it on something.
Yeah.
He opens his bucket.
Dunks
and
it.
Dunks it. Like, I was sexually aroused watching him do it. And then there's like all these spices. That was delicious. But like the piece de resistance, if you're not going to get the cinnamon donuts, which was not cheat day, too far from me.
Right.
Kettle corn.
Oh, kettle corn. Kettle corn is crack.
Freshly made, still hot kettle corn.
Like any festival you go to, if you see a long line somewhere, it's to the kettle corn.
Yep.
And you'll see people walk around with those beanbag-sized bags of that stuff.
Yeah, it is weird that they've decided in America to only sell kettle corn by the garbage bag. But that's the only one that they would sell me. So I get the big old garbage bag of kettle corn, and I don't want to eat the whole thing. So I'm offering it to like the girls that are at the party with us, right? And everyone's munching on it. But I'm still walking around with this giant bag of kettle corn.
Yeah.
So we're in line for the zip line that they have there.
Okay.
And my kids are on the one in line. My wife wanted to go on the zip line, so I'm just standing next to her, and there's this family in front of us. Two little boys, like 5 and 3, and then a dad, maybe a little younger than me, and a mom, and I'm eating the kettle corn. And he goes, that smells good. Oh, yeah, it's delicious, man. It's delicious. Where'd you get it?
Where'd I get it?
Big sign says kettle
Follow
corn.
The smell.
It's like it's literally a giant sign that says
at another
corn.
Farm. And then I brought it here.
So he goes, is it warm? He's asking me all these kettle corn questions.
What a weirdo.
And I go, yeah, right out of the kettle. Kettle corn, right there. He goes, it's not like too sweet, is it?
Did he want to stick his hand in your bag?
Yeah. So that's where we're going.
Yeah.
His bare hand in your bag.
After like the 7th kettle corn question, just to get him to shut up, not thinking he would do it, I go, do you want to try some? And he goes, yeah.
What is this popcorn you speak of?
So I go to, like, my plan was to, like, pour it into his hands.
Yeah.
And I go to take the bag to, like, tilt it into his hands. And he just takes his meaty paw and jams it in my bag.
Like, to the wrist up?
Yeah.
You can keep it.
He fisted my kettle corn. I know.
Yeah, you can have it.
So here's the funniest part. He takes out a
touching your grimy ass kids.
He takes out a big handful and he's like, "It's good. It's really good." He turns to his wife and he goes, "You should try some of this." She sticks her hand in my kettle corn.
Oh my God!
Like,
you're having a kettle corn three way. You might have swingers now.
It was a corgi. Yeah, man.
And that's gross.
I didn't know what to say. Like, I was so taken aback.
No, it's uncouth.
Uncouth. Okay.
It is uncouth.
No one has ever said the words uncouth at a farm. That'll get you run out of town with a pitchfork.
You haven't been to uncouth farms.
I couldn't believe what I was saying.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's weird.
But here's the problem.
It's weird that he trusted your germs.
What?
Well, like, I'm saying, like, not you.
Thank
in particular,
you.
But yeah, I meant
you're
more...
gross. You look really
well,
gross.
Well, I've seen the way that you keep your desk over
he
there.
And you probably had kettle dust all over that beer.
Of course I did.
Kettle dust.
Like you're doing lines of it.
No, but I'm saying, like, just a stranger in general. Like, I don't know where your hands
Pardon
have been.
Me, boy. Is that kettle corn? Yes, sir.
And I'm sure he's watched all the kids, like, reaching in there, grabbing the kettle corn out
Come
of the bag.
Come fist my bag.
It was the strangest thing. And, like, so, like, I was left with a dilemma.
I'm getting sick.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, I did not see that coming. Yeah. So, like, I had already paid the whatever $12 for
it
the
ain't cheap.
No, man. I mean, look, it costs a lot for sugar and corn.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't gonna bail on my bag of kettle corn. We've been through a lot together. In this bag. Yeah. 30 minutes of walking around. So I resigned myself to finishing the bag, but every time I would stick my hand in, I would, like, get a chill, like, ugh. Thank God it was so delicious where I was able to eat my way through it.
I think I'm gonna get sick, I'm gonna catch a cold, flu. Trench throat. Yep. I don't know.
It's funny you say that. Starting yesterday, I started not feeling.
Yeah,
I got in your head.
Yes.
So, like, this, if this guy gave me a cold, I mean, what am I going to do? Go find him? I just couldn't, in front of his kids too, which I thought was weird. Like, it's not like it's just me and a guy, right? Because I got no problem sharing stuff, right?
I'm not a sharer guy.
I know you're not a sharer.
Well, I mean, kettle corn, though, like, I don't know anybody who's finished a whole bag of kettle corn.
Yeah, I think that if
you
do
that, always goes bad before you can finish it.
If you finish a whole bag of kettle corn, an ambulance shows up and takes you right to the hospital. Well, I mean, it's too much corn for one person. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's like you and your wife.
Yeah. Yes. And my wife didn't know that he fisted the kettle corn. So, like, I was afraid to tell her because she would have stopped eating the kettle corn, and I didn't want to have to eat the rest of the bag by myself. You know what I mean?
I can't. I can't fathom somebody that dense.
Well, like, even
that
more,
would do a move like that.
Even more uncomfortable is, like, there was a line. Again, I went to Wickham Farms on Saturday, my daughter's birthday party. I got a bag of kettle corn for myself. I'm munching away, and this guy just starts asking me kettle corn questions in front of me in the line for the zip line. I go, "You want some?" He goes, "Yeah." I go to pour it out in his hand. He just sticks his whole meaty hand in there, and then here comes his wife's hand. Also, never had kettle corn before. He was then just standing there again for, like, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had to stand there and look at him and just hate him.
And he never went and bought the kettle corn.
I don't know what he did.
No, because he's a cheap prick.
He just wanted a little taste.
Yeah.
Just want to get a little touch. Come on, man.
Of this thing he's never heard of. Popcorn.
Is there someone who's never had
There's
kettle corn?
There's no way. Or even if you've never had,
a version
you've still
of it.
Seen it.
But you've had a version of it. It's the best. It's the top shelf of popcorn, but you've had a version of it.
Yeah, that would be weird if you're a grown adult that's never tasted kettle corn. You've never been to, like, a fair or
carnival. You didn't want to stand in line. Maybe you didn't want to spend the money. Maybe you didn't think it was for you. And
but if you're willing to reach into a stranger's bag to taste it, I'm guessing, like, you've tried it before.
Well, yeah, he didn't say he had never had kettle corn. He was asking me about the quality of this said kettle corn, which, again, dynamite quality.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get over how much food they had at this place.
Yeah, they've turned these things into, like, restaurants.
Bro. So, like, there's, like, 5 different places now at this one farm I was at you can get food. Because they have the standard, like, farmer's shop.
Yeah.
Right? Where you get the donuts and the fudge and the pies and the cookies. You got that. Then they had a place where you could get cider vanilla, like, floats. That was its own standalone place with, like, funnel cakes. Then there was a place where you could order pizzas or a pita.
Oh,
nice.
The pita was delicious.
Yeah.
Got me some pita. Then around the corner, there's, like, a place for, like, burgers and, like, hot dogs, the grill place.
So it's like a farmer's, like, food court.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
It's like a fair.
Yeah, it really is. Then there's the corn place. Then there's the kettle corn place. Mm-hmm. And then there was one more restaurant where they were selling something, but I didn't go over there. Was, I don't even know what it was, man. It's a mystery to me to this day. But like, these places have to be making money hand over fist.
Yeah. Well, and I bet you with the weather staying nice for longer, it's got to extend their season a little bit.
So many kids.
They're not even really in the season yet. It's just starting.
Yesterday was the first day of fall.
Yeah, technically.
I mean, you got a month till Halloween. No, that's like, a lot of kettle corn.
I've been to Disney. I've been to, like, you know, field days at elementary schools before. Like, the amount of kids at these places is just obscene. And it's funny because it's a weird combination. We talked about this last week. It's a combination of families with kids, and the kids are just running wild, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's overstimulation for all of them, and it's great. It's awesome to see. And then you have the Kimmies of the world who show up in 90-degree weather in their hunter boots and their sweaters.
They're the girlies.
Yeah. But they don't have kids, and they're there to be, like, cool, and they want to take, like, pictures.
It's an Instagram event.
Yeah. So, like, watching them not having any experience with kids, trying to navigate these kids that are just having fun is funny because, like, they know they're not, it's not for them, but they're also, like, frustrated with the children, but they can't show it.
But that's your future girls.
Well, no, so there are women. Can be, no.
No, but these women, we've got to realize, these young girls, that's going to be you in 10 years.
If they have kids.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're going to have swollen ankles, eating kettle corn, watching your kids on a zip line. See, what happened?
They also had a cidery in the middle of everything.
So,
like a hard cider.
Oh, wait, booze?
You could buy booze.
Look at that.
It's like Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, man. Like,
Mardi Gras at the farm.
Shows your apples.
Every year we go, there's something like, wow.
I didn't know they had booze.
Yeah, they had booze.
So did they have like beer, craft beer?
I didn't go in the cidery. My wife went and got, got a little hard cider.
Nice.
They also had a singing tractor.
What?
So it's like a stage. Remember like the old Chuck E. Cheese robots?
Yeah.
Oh, but the tractor sings?
It's a John Deere tractor and it blinks and it sings. And
never
it does
seen
like
such a
routine.
A thing.
How much money do they sink into this crap?
A lot, but it also tells you how much money they're making with all these people coming.
It is amazing, and it hasn't changed, how much money it costs to go. Because you don't think it's going to cost you what it's going to cost you.
Yep.
Because you think, hey, go to a farm, grab a couple of pumpkins, what's it going to cost?
You're not coming home empty-handed.
But you think 20 bucks? No.
No. No, you don't leave a place like that without.
You got to bring a bill.
It's $100.
I wonder if these farms keep adding, like keeping up with the other farms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you know what those other farms don't have? Singing tractor.
No, it has to be because I've never seen a singing tractor.
So there's conventions in the Midwest where these people go to learn how to set this stuff up.
Like learn new things and stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant to find new tractor singing talent.
They probably do.
I want to go to the big city and be a star.
What do you think? A singing tractor would cost to install and operate.
I don't know.
You probably have to go someplace to even learn how to operate it.
I'll say this. No, it ran on its own.
Oh.
So, but I will say this. It was a really well-made singing tractor. Like, it's so well-made, I think it might have had a soul.
Oh.
Like, that's how real this tractor looked when it was singing to me. Like, him and I, we had something going on.
You had a connection.
Yeah, like, we bonded.
Damn.
And he didn't stick his tires in my kettle corn bag. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So as shocked as you are to think that there's somebody that never had kettle corn before, I'm shocked that you're so stupid, you buy kettle corn on your way out.
No, because I'm going to eat the whole bag on the way home, and I'm trying to bring a little joy into my life of 11, 12-year-old girls, Skyler.
Okay, so I had this buddy who pulled this everywhere we went. If someone was eating anything, he would see how gullible they were and go, wow, what are you eating? I never had that before. And you would be shocked how many people would offer him a bite or whatever they were eating.
Yeah, it's called being a human being, you dick.
You're the worst at the farm.
He did it on purpose. So somebody might have just been messing with you. Like, this guy looks stupid, but I can get some of his kettle corn.
Worst day you could ever have at the farm. Because if you ran into Skyler right after he had a mouthful of kettle corn.
Another buddy though that would everywhere we went to if we were going to a bar that we'd never been, he'd tell people, hey, Smitty, ain't seen you in a while, and he'd go, what are you up to? And he'd go, yeah, it's my birthday. And he'd give free drinks everywhere we went by telling everybody it was his birthday.
The Chintz crew. Skyler and the
King Chintz.
Skyler.
So buy the kettle corn on the way out, dummy.
I will do. Thank you, Skyler. Have a good rest of the day.
Is that a rule? I've never heard the kettle corn rule before. I thought you wanted to eat it.
That's
the
why
whole
you buy
point
it.
Of eating or buying it is because you want to eat it there,
and
right?
What am I going to have sticky hands on my steering wheel on the ride home? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Skyler defends eating other people's food and scamming free drinks from TGI Fridays.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills play tonight. Maybe, yeah. Maybe you're going out to watch the game. You know, you're going to be at Bill Gray's tonight, Tommy and Chile, right?
Oh,
the
good times. Yeah.
But Bills are not. A night at the bar, Tommy, can cost you.
Yes.
So much so that it's something that many of us won't worry about until the next day.
Yep.
Or even days after that. You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF just after 6:45 on a very special, Football Monday. Revenge is supposed to feel good.
Yeah.
But it hurt. And it might hurt more depending on what happens tonight. And we'll get into it just after 6:45 here in the break room on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
75% of residents of the state of New York admit to what they call financial hangovers after a night of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, you spent so much money the night before on drinks, you've put yourself in a terrible financial spot for the rest of the week.
Yeah, because you were drunk and purchasing at the same time.
Bingo. So of those 75% of New York residents that say they experience financial hangovers, almost 70% say they won't even check their bank balance for 2 or 3 days after
they're
done
drinking. Because
they don't
look,
that'll
help.
That'll bring the cost. That'll cut it by 20%. Not looking.
But like, how much did you think you had to spend where you won't even check for 48 hours? So overall, of the people asked in the study, about 50% of drinkers said they did not set a budget for their night out before they left, which was an interesting question. Have you ever gone out with a booze budget?
No. No such thing.
I've never even considered that an option.
Yeah. No.
Kimmy?
No, I guess I never put a number to it.
You're the most budget-conscious person in the room.
Yeah, but I guess...
The girls don't have to budget for booze.
Well, Kimmy does, though.
But you think... You have an idea of what it's going to be, just based on, especially like...
It's hard to know.
The older you get, like, you kind of know about how many drinks you're
going
to have.
No, but who am I going with? Who's buying? Right. If I'm with a crew? One of the worst I ever witnessed was we took one of those Bills trips with the old show, and one of the old producers, no money, right? We're down in this swanky area. He's playing way over his head. He starts buying drinks for girls. Like, the next day... He had that, like, we were laughing at him, like, because he was looking at what he spent. And at that time, he blew $200 at a bar. And he got drunk, but he was buying these chicks drinks, and they're just playing them. And he thinks he's going to get laid, right? One of the other guys on the show got one of the girls to go back to his hotel room that he bought drinks for.
Oh.
She comes down in the morning.
Oh,
come like, not only did he paid for somebody else to get laid. That's the most insulting gut punch on a Sunday morning you can have.
I mean, the bro thing to do would have been like, let me throw you some cash for the drinks that got me laid last night. Right?
Didn't
I mean, you help him out.
Oh, bro, we killed him. We crushed him.
Yeah, you're all good people. You know, I want to go back to something Kimmy said. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Have you ever gone out with a booze budget? Because, Kimmy, you said, you know, you leave the house and you know kind of how much you're going to drink that night.
Yeah, especially now that I'm in my 30s. Like, maybe not when I was in my early 20s drinking, but I think now I have a kind of an idea of like how much that's going to be.
Well,
based on like,
man, good for you. Shouldn't you run for president?
But think about it. You're probably set in your ways in terms of like places you go and people that you're going out with. So yeah, I would think like you kind of have an idea at this point.
Okay. If I'm going out and I have a ride or I'm staying somewhere or whatever, I have no idea how much I'm going to drink. I'm being sincere when I say this. If I'm going out with my boys, it could be 2 beers. It could be 12 beers.
Yes.
And I will not know until the night is over. So there is no way personally for me to budget a night of like getting after a drink.
You also get into this mode and I'm sure it probably intensifies as you drink, where you will not let anybody buy you a beer.
Well, I think most men don't like it when other guys buy
them. No, but you won't let anybody buy anything. Like, if somebody reaches for a check, you're like, no. We're not splitting it. You like to big time people. It's not being generous. It's not a generous thing with you. It's a I want big the upper time hand pack. Thing.
He does the same thing. You're not yelling at him.
No. Well, he will let people pay occasionally.
When? Except when we went out the other night. Except when we went out the other night, and you were like, can I get your beer? And I'm like, yeah. Then the beer got put down, and she's just staring at us, and I had to go into my old wallet. And then our boss walks in. I go, hey, you want a beer? He goes, yeah, sure. And then she puts it down, and she's just staring again. Let me take my wallet out again. Thank God one of us brought cash. Hey, you want a beer? Sure. Well, they cost $4.
Help yourself.
I rest my case.
No, I love how. All right, whatever.
No, I'm sure that you have been surprised more than others at the final bill.
And here's the thing: like anytime I went out into my 50s,
yeah,
definitely deep into my 40s, I had no business going out because I didn't have any money to go out. So what was the point of a budget when all of it was I can't afford?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, it does make you long for the days of just paying with cash, because that was the only way I could budget is when...
No, I liked it the way I was doing it, man. I was using a home equity line of credit to get wasted on the weekend.
Like, there's alcoholics, and then there's home equity line of credit alcoholics.
I wasn't the only one out there using a second mortgage to get wasted.
No, but like before, I'm sorry, Kimmy, like cards and debit cards, okay, I'll wait. Before credit cards and debit cards and everything, like if I had $100 in my pocket, I could drink up to $100 and then I had to go home. It was like running out of lives on like Super Mario.
So you never did the piggyback?
What's a piggyback?
I'll catch you this week, you catch me next week.
Oh, with like guys I was out with?
Yeah, yeah. So we used to do that all the time, and then that would get out of hand where somebody was like buying drinks on this guy's dime, on his tab.
I didn't have any friends that could cover me like that.
No, but these got... Nobody could cover anybody. That was the big joke. Nobody had any money. And like we're floating credit to each other on this like busted bank.
The guy that always sucks to go out with is Shots Guy, because he'll also throw it in everybody's face later how much money they spent. But it's like, hey, man, nobody asked for these shots. Yes. This was a you thing, to the point where they order too many and half of them end up just sitting on the table.
Yeah, they're trying to hand it to people
and
around
the bar. And it's like, come on. But you do it every time. And then like you're like, oh, well, I took care of everybody with things nobody asked for.
Like, what are we, 17 here? Let's put the shots away.
But they will always remain Shot Guy, too. Like, this that guy true. Never goes away.
This is true. Kimmy's father, 60 years a Shot Guy.
Prime example.
75% of New York residents admit to financial hangover, spending so much money the night before on drinks, you put yourself in a bad financial spot the rest of the week. Of those people who admit to it, almost 70% said they won't check their bank balance for at least 48 hours. They're so afraid of what they've done. And 50% of drinkers in this study said they did not set a budget for the night before they left, which is interesting because I've never even thought of a booze budget before. Dan's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, how are you, buddy?
There was a time when we used to
boo! He was gonna give it to you. He was gonna give it to you, Dan, and you blew past it.
All right, but I didn't think you would. I thought, you know, you would just say, hey, it's our show, we'll do the jokes.
Well, now it is. You suck, Dan. Go ahead.
So there was a time when I lived day or week to week paycheck, right? I mean, you know, everybody had that. And this is when I was 21, single, just became drinking age back then. And we used to go to this bar that was called the Penny Arcade. Not Penny Arcade. What am I talking about?
I was going to say, what is this bar you speak of that no one in Rochester has heard of?
Yeah, right. No, it was called the Ivory Horse. Now, believe it or not, if you brought $3 worth of rolled pennies, you could buy 2-for-1. So we would bring our $3 worth of rolled pennies.
And you guys didn't get laid?
Hold on. 2 orgasms, 1 without ice, because we were smart back then.
Yep.
And even before that, this guy was nuts. I don't know what his deal was. Even before the 2-for-1, they had penny draft.
Oh.
So we would just drink beers for pennies for the first hour we were there.
And that place closed?
And then after that, they had an after-hour bar that opened up at 1 o'clock, and went until 6 o'clock in the morning, and you could bring your own bottle in.
All right.
Not that I had a drinking problem or anything.
No, I mean, Dan, I'm surprised you're still alive right now.
We were on a budget. And then come Monday morning, I was eating ramen noodles, bread, and then Friday I get fried chicken.
Attaboy. All right. Well, fried chicken Friday. Thanks for the call.
Those were the days.
Did you just woohoo with fried chicken?
He did. Look, I'm kind of with him on that. Like, hey, is that a roll of $3 with a pennies in your pocket, or are you happy to see me? You know what the problem is, and Dan, I think, brings it up here.
What's up?
College town, young age drinking will ruin you because you'll go, like college towns especially, I lived in Geneseo for a little while.
Yeah. Yep. Like, you think like that's what regular bars do.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I remember going in for 25 cent drafts, right? And it was smaller drafts, but it was still 25 cent drafts and you can go have a good time. And then all of a sudden you get pushed in the real world and it's like $3. $3. This was 25 cents a lot. What happened? What the hell happened?
Ugh.
All right, so I guess the moral of the story is,
what?
If you are going out tonight to watch a Bills game and you're going out with some buddies or
sticking
some
to our budget.
Gal pals, I mean, it's a smart thing to do. It does,
but it's not fun. Like, budgets aren't fun. Let's go out and have a budget. Let's pre-plan our fun and stick to it.
What, are you talking about a budget blast? That sounds like awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing sweeter than revenge.
Oh, yeah.
In this season, revenge for the Bills will be a theme all year long. Players that were cornerstones of the franchise wearing new uniforms.
Mm.
Kimmy, we thought going into this year that we wanted to not only win those games, but see those players embarrassed.
Fail miserably.
Right? Yeah, give us the indication the Bills were right to let them walk.
Oh, yeah.
But with a big-time revenge game coming up again tonight for two former Buffalo Bills, something that happened last week may be making this harder than we thought.
Why? What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills, Jags, 7:30, live or 7:15. We still can't figure it out. Live on 96.5 WCMF. Don't forget, it is the beginning, first of a doubleheader tonight.
Oh, wow.
So you get Bills, Jags, and then you get...
the Commanders.
Bengals, Commanders. Nobody is watching that second game.
No.
You were going to say something?
Well, I was going to say on NFL.com, it has it at 7:30. The next game starts at 8:15, so maybe that's why.
No, it says 7:15, and he is. Okay, it doesn't matter. Tommy!
ESPN.com, looking right
at it. Tommy's going to be hanging out at some time.
7:50.
At the Bill Gray's tap room in Chile. Go hang out with Tommy and the CMF crew. Fantastic drinks, delicious food.
Oh, yeah.
A little angry man.
Got it all.
I mean, that's the West Side, so you'll just be one of many little angry men. Cut it out! Tonight at the Bill Gray's Tampa Bay Chi-Lai with your friends from CMF. So, along with quarterback Trevor Lawrence, your favorite, the Jags are bringing two familiar faces back to Orchard Park tonight. Two former captains, Tom.
Ooh, Capitanos.
Wide receiver Gabe, the angel Gabriel Davis, and center Mitch Morris. And they are two guys that, when they were here, they were beloved by Bills fans. They are two guys that had a major effect on the history of this franchise. For example, Gabe Davis still owns the record for most touchdown catches in a playoff game.
Okay.
And two guys who left the team in very different ways. Gabe was due for a payday. He was a free agent. The Bills didn't think he was worth the price, so they let him walk.
Right, so it's not his fault.
Yeah. Mitch Morris, also not his fault. He was a cap casualty. They forced him out the door. He wanted to stay. He couldn't. In fact, he said this week, when asked about it, he believed he was going to end his career in Buffalo. He loved it here.
Mm.
But no matter the reason they left, now, at least between the whistles, Tommy, you are the enemy, and you want to see him fail and embarrass himself. Except, maybe it's more complicated than that.
Why is that?
Kimmy, last week against Miami was the first stop of the former player revenge tour.
Yeah, because you had Jordan Poyer there, and he was such a big part of not only like the Bills defense, but just like a leader on the team for years. And he was like one of those well-known guys who came up with some big plays that you remember. And yeah, I think when he left Buffalo, you kind of thought, okay, this guy is going to be a dick.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you were just expecting him to like talk crap.
Well,
and
plus his wife just does not stop talking on Twitter. His brother does not stop.
I think he was going to be a guy that Bills fans thought it may be easy to not like. And then he was kind of like, you saw him and Josh before the game, like shaking hands and stuff.
But
like,
still, he's just doing it to like mess with you, man. Like, he's going to be a dick.
Sure, sure. And then he didn't say anything bad. So we're like, okay.
And it got worse because it became very apparent, Tommy, very early in that game against Miami, Jordan Poyer is not the player he once was.
Yeah, didn't he like blow a call or got a penalty or something like that?
He took a personal foul penalty on a helmet-to-helmet hit because he was too late on a play because he's lost a step or two. Mm. And then on that James Cook long-ass touchdown run, James Cook blew past him and made it look like his feet were stuck in concrete. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to love those moments.
Yeah.
I wanted to stand up and cheer and be like, see, they made the right decision. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when you leave Buffalo, baby. But I couldn't.
Why? What happened?
Out of nowhere, I had this feeling. It hurt to see that happen.
Why?
I like Jordan Poyer. And yes, I want the Bills to be successful. But I realized the other night that I don't like them being successful at the expense of a guy who literally took a bus from Western New York to Kansas City so he could play in a must-win games against the Chiefs, because if he flew, his lung was going to explode. That's a true story.
Right, yeah. He's a warrior.
I mean, he is, and he gave a whole bunch to Bills fans.
He gave
here.
It all he had.
Yeah, and I mean, granted, he got paid a whole bunch of money to do it, and that's awesome, but we developed these feelings about players, and it's not like it used to be, Kimmy. Usually everyone that left Buffalo was a dick.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a dick.
Yeah.
And
talk crap on the team, on management, on everything wrong in Buffalo, and then he didn't do that.
But that's coming.
You would have.
No, you got a game coming where that guy's going to.
Don't get ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me. We'll get there. We'll get there. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you feeling the same way I'm feeling, Kimmy?
Where it started was Trey White. Because I can't remember what interview he was doing. I don't know if it was for the NFL Network or what, but they were almost trying to get him to say something bad about, Buffalo and leaving Buffalo and how it didn't work out for him there. And all he had to say was nice things.
And he's coming.
Just this poor guy.
We're going to go see him. He's in Los Angeles. He's playing for the Chargers. The Bills are going to go play the Chargers in December. And that's the one that's really going to break. Yeah. I'm going to cry. I love Tre'Davious White. He's the first pick of Sean McDermott of his career.
Yeah.
Right?
Popped his cherry on him, huh?
That's right. And he loved his team and he played really well. And he had two catastrophic knee injuries that he just couldn't recover from. And the contract was too much and they had to let him walk. And I wanted him to retire here. I wanted him to be a Bill forever. And now I'm going to have to watch Josh Allen chuck a ball over his head. And it's going to hurt.
If he even plays.
It's going to hurt. It hurts so much. Right. Why does it hurt like this?
You get too emotionally involved.
But that's what the NFL is.
Here's the thing. The Bills the last few years have just had these magical teams that have had these memorable moments that me personally as a Bills fan I had not experienced before, because I don't remember those successful teams. I was so young. It was such a memorable time in Bills team history for me that's what I associate all those guys with. Yeah. So it's really hard to hate them.
Like tonight, the D-line has been playing really well. Mitch Morris is a center for the Jaguars now, right? Like, it's not out of the question. We're going to watch, I hope, Ed Oliver just blow past him, embarrass him, put him in a spin cycle and make plays in the backfield. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to cheer. And then I'm going to see Mitch Morris standing there with his hands on his hips and I'm going to feel a little sad.
I never pay attention to the center, really. I mean, you really got to find that dude.
Yeah. God, how could I find where the center is when the play starts?
No, like after the play, they're never going to go, here's the center.
When they show a replay of Ed Oliver blasting through the line.
Well, that'll be good. No, but that's about it.
How do you...
I mean, he's a schlub.
He's the guy in literally the middle of everything.
He runs the offense.
He does. You have to. The smartest player on the field is the center. They make all the calls.
All right.
I love your. You're the football
expert.
I'm
not a center guy.
You're not a center guy.
Yeah, I know you are. You love the center of a man.
I do. I do. They say you can find out a lot about the center
and
of a
you
man.
You did. You found it all.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the Bills Revenge Tour. It started last week with Jordan Poyer, and I thought, like a lot of Bills fans, that I would enjoy watching former Bills embarrass themselves playing against Buffalo. That's exactly what Jordan Poyer did. Got boat raced by James Cook on national television, and it made me sad. And Mitch Morris and Gabe Davis are coming back tonight to play in Orchard Park, and I obviously don't want them to be successful, right? I want the Bills to win, but if something happens where they get embarrassed, I think I'm going to feel sad too. And we brought up Tre'Davious White, but as you touched on a second ago, there is one man.
Oh yeah,
who I don't think Bills fans will have this feeling for. Mm-hmm. Who would that be, Tom?
Oh, Diggsy.
That's right.
Yeah, he did what we kind of expected him to do when he left. He was kind of doing it before he left.
Yes, he was.
So that one may not be as hard to root against, I guess.
That Houston game isn't too far off, right?
2 weeks, I believe. Ooh. Baltimore, is it Baltimore, Houston, and the Jets? I got to look at the schedule. Week 6.
Okay.
Wait, so 2 weeks? It doesn't matter. Did you see what happened yesterday with Houston?
They lost.
They got smoked 34-7 by the Vikings. Yep. Oh, however, great day for Stephon Diggs. 10 receptions, 94 yards. Right. Sounds a lot like what happened with the Bills last season. Yeah.
They got Baltimore-Houston then.
Baltimore-Houston Jets. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, like there was no love lost there. Like, I will not have any feelings after he did that interview with GQ. Like, I want to see that man embarrassed.
He just crapped all over everybody.
Yes, I want to watch him blow up on the sidelines. I want to watch C.J. Stroud, the quarterback of the Texans, like, walking around, like, just not knowing what to do. Exactly, right?
He was supposed to be the next big thing, right? The quarterback?
C.J. Stroud,
young guy.
I mean, he's playing well. It's just they got smoked 34-7. By the Texans.
Okay.
By the Vikings. That happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that hadn't happened in 3 years at Buffalo, right? They've gone 2.5 years without losing a game by more than 6 points.
Yeah.
All right. So you got a nice little mixed bag coming up here.
Well, no, but he's the only one. He's the only one that I'm going to be like, good.
But who's left after that?
So it's just Trey White and there are
Diggs and that's it. Right?
Yeah. There are players that had some smaller roles, but nobody like Poyer, Gabe Davis,
like
Mitch
names.
Morse. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean,
at least you're getting it out of the way early in the season.
Well, no, the Chargers game is in December.
Who's on the Chargers?
Goodbye.
I forget what guy.
I'm going home. You serious right now?
Which one did you say was on the Chargers?
Okay. You're the football expert. You're going to
I know. I'm not the Charger expert.
You're going to make picks in a second, in about an hour, and I'm going to say, are you sure you want to do that?
And he's going to say, listen.
I forgot. You've said so many goddamn names.
I said four names.
Who was the last one?
Trey White.
Oh, that guy. He's out in Los Angeles?
Oh, my God.
Your money doesn't go as far. Good luck with that. At least these schlubs that went down to Jacksonville, they feel like billionaires living down there with their fat New York paychecks.
That's the other thing that sucks is like Mitch Morse was making a lot more money than Gabe Davis was here at Orchard Park, and they got down to Jacksonville, and that has turned on its head. Gabe Davis got a nice free agent contract. Mitch Morse got, I mean, he's getting paid well, right? But he got you just got cut. Now we'll take you for a season or two money. Ooh. I don't know what to think tonight.
Oh, I hate Jacksonville.
I know.
I hate that town. I hate North Florida. I hope they get crushed.
I don't know what to expect for the game because it should be a Bills walk away. The Bills are favored by, I believe, 5 points as we speak, right? But we saw a ton of upsets yesterday.
But Jacksonville's 0-2, right?
Yep, so is Baltimore. They went and they went and beat Dallas yesterday. I mean, a ton of underdogs have done really well this weekend, and that's scaring me a little bit.
Well, you kept calling it a trap game.
It's got trap stamped all over it.
2-0 versus 0-2.
Prime time, the Jags need this game. They need this game. I mean, the only saving grace is the Bills are on that mini bye coming off of that Thursday night win in Miami.
A lot of time to prepare.
And Sean
Rest it up.
Yep, right. Sean McDermott's record off the mini bye and bye is really, really good, but the Bills still are banged up. No Matt Milano, obviously, tonight. Teron Johnson isn't going to play, the nickel safety. Terrell Bernard, they're starting linebacker, he's not going to be there. So we will have a defense consisting of Baylen Specter and Dorian Williams.
Dorian and Baylen.
Protecting the middle of the field. And an angry, vengeful Mitch Morris looking to blow those guys away and create holes for running backs.
Mm.
And whenever the Bills play Jacksonville the last couple of years, because they've had some weird losses.
Yeah.
Right?
Was in London.
No, the one before that, when Urban Meyer got one of his two NFL wins against the Bills.
That was in Jacksonville.
It was. But the Jags seem to run really well against the Bills.
So they match up well.
It might be one of those situations, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, that you know there are teams that just have other teams' numbers. For the Bills, the Dolphins, the Bills have the Dolphins' number. The Jets have the Bills' number. I'm afraid that Jacksonville may be one of those teams for the Bills.
Never mind. I was going to ask you, Doug Marrone, where did he end up? He's not there still, is he?
It's Wiki. No. Doug Peterson is the head coach out
there. I know, but I'm saying I didn't know if he was like an assistant there still.
I thought he was doing lingerie football.
No, they don't let him near lingerie. The risk is too great.
That ass is too big for lingerie.
Man, I forgot.
He's more like drapes. Man, he was King Pillow Ass.
God, he got so mad at us. What a dick.
Well, we called him Coach Pillow Ass.
Well, no, it was before Coach Pillow Ass.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right, quick story. Here's what a dick former Bills head coach Doug Marrone was. We were at training camp, and we would interview these guys.
Yeah.
You know, he comes in, and it's supposed to be like a big day, you know, when the coach comes.
Here comes the coach and sit down. Yeah,
okay. So they would autograph stuff for us that we would, like, give away at WCMF events.
Yeah, charities and stuff like that,
So there would be stuff laid on the table, and he comes in as this arrogant dick, and he's picking up stuff, and he's, like, acting like he doesn't want to be there, which is fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he starts signing stuff, and he goes, "You're not going to put this up on eBay, right?" This mini helmet he's holding. Mm-hmm. And I go, "No, man, I don't really need the $10. And from that moment on, he did an interview where he didn't look at any of us. Yes. He looked at his guy that was behind him when he was answering questions. Yeah. God, I hate that guy. Where is he, Kimmy?
So I don't know if he's still here, but as of last season, he was with the Saints an offensive line coach.
All right.
Before that, he was at Alabama.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. There is nothing sweeter than revenge.
Oh, yeah.
In this season, revenge for the Bills will be a theme all year long. Players that were cornerstones of the franchise wearing new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, we thought going into this year that we wanted to not only win those games, but see those players embarrassed.
Fail miserably.
Right? Yeah, give us the indication the Bills were right to let them walk.
Oh, yeah.
But with a big-time revenge game coming up again tonight for two former Buffalo Bills, something that happened last week may be making this harder than we thought.
Why? What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills, Jags, 7:30, live or 7:15. We still can't figure it out. Live on 96.5 WCMF. Don't forget, it is the beginning, first of a doubleheader tonight.
Oh, wow.
So you get Bills, Jags, and then you get...
the Commanders.
Bengals, Commanders. Nobody is watching that second game.
No.
You were going to say something?
Well, I was going to say on NFL.com, it has it at 7:30. The next game starts at 8:15, so maybe that's why.
No, it says 7:15, and he is. Okay, it doesn't matter. Tommy!
ESPN.com, looking right at
it. Tommy's going to be hanging out at sometime.
7:15.
At the Bill Gray's tap room in Chi-Lego. Hang out with Tommy and the CMF crew. Fantastic drinks, delicious food.
Oh, yeah.
A little angry man.
Got it all.
I mean, that's the West Side, so you'll just be one of many little angry men. Right! Cut it out! Tonight at the Bill Gray's Tampa Bay Chi-Lai with your friends from CMF. So,
yeah.
Along with quarterback Trevor Lawrence, your favorite, the Jags are bringing two familiar faces back to Orchard Park tonight. Two former captains, Tommy.
Ooh, Capitanos.
Wide receiver Gabe, the angel Gabriel Davis, and center Mitch Morris. And they are two guys that, when they were here, they were beloved by Bills fans. They are two guys that had a major effect on the history of this franchise. For example, Gabe Davis still owns the record for most touchdown catches in a playoff game.
Okay.
And two guys who left the team in very different ways. Gabe was due for a payday. He was a free agent. The Bills didn't think he was worth the price, so they let him walk.
Right, so it's not his fault.
Yeah. Mitch Morris, also not his fault. He was a cap casualty. They forced him out the door. He wanted to stay. He couldn't. In fact, he said this week, when asked about it, he believed he was going to end his career in Buffalo. He loved it here.
Mm.
But no matter the reason they left, now, at least between the whistles, Tommy, you are the enemy, and you want to see him fail and embarrass himself. Except, maybe it's more complicated than that.
Why is that?
Kimmy, last week against Miami was the first stop of the former player revenge tour.
Yeah, because you had Jordan Poyer there, and he was such a big part of not only like the Bills defense, but just like a leader on the team for years. And he was like one of those well-known guys who came up with some big plays that you remember. And yeah, I think when he left Buffalo, you kind of thought, okay, this guy is going to be a dick.
Yeah.
Right? And you were just expecting him to like talk crap.
Well,
and
plus his wife just does not stop talking on Twitter. His brother does not stop.
I think he was going to be a guy that Bills fans thought it may be easy to not like. And then he was kind of like, you saw him and Josh before the game, like shaking hands and stuff.
But
like,
still, he's just doing it to like mess with you, man. Like, he's going to be a dick.
Sure. Right, and then he wasn't, he didn't say anything bad. So we're like, oh,
and
okay.
And it got worse because it became very apparent, Tommy, very early in that game against Miami, Jordan Poyer is not the player he once was.
Yeah, didn't he like blow a call or got a penalty or something like that?
He took a personal foul penalty on a helmet-to-helmet hit because he was too late on a play because he's lost a step or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that James Cook long-ass touchdown run, James Cook blew past him and made it look like his feet were stuck in concrete. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to love those moments.
Yeah.
I wanted to stand up and cheer and be like, see, they made the right decision. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when you leave Buffalo, baby. But it couldn't.
Why? What happened?
Out of nowhere, I had this feeling. It hurt to see that happen.
Why?
I like Jordan Poyer. And yes, I want the Bills to be successful. But I realized the other night that I don't like them being successful at the expense of a guy who literally took a bus from Western New York to Kansas City so he could play in a must-win games against the Chiefs because if he flew, his lung was going to explode. That's a true story.
Right. He's a warrior.
I mean, he is, and he gave a whole bunch to Bills fans.
He gave
here.
It all he had.
Yeah, and I mean, granted, he got paid a whole bunch of money to do it, and that's awesome, but we developed these feelings about players, and it's not like it used to be, Kimmy. Usually everyone that left Buffalo was a dick.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a dick.
Yeah.
And
talk crap on the team, on management, on everything wrong in Buffalo, and then he didn't do that.
But that's coming.
You would have.
No, you got a game coming where that guy's good.
Don't get ahead of me. Yeah. Don't get ahead of me. We'll get there. We'll get there. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you feeling the same way I'm feeling, Kimmy?
Where it started was Trey White. Because I can't remember what interview he was doing. I don't know if it was for the NFL Network or what, but they were almost trying to get him to say something bad about, you know, Buffalo and leaving Buffalo and how it didn't work out for him there. And all he had to say was nice things.
And he's coming.
Just this poor guy.
We're going to go see him. He's in Los Angeles. He's playing for the Chargers. The Bills are going to go play the Chargers in December. And that's the one that's really going to break. Yeah. I'm going to cry. I love Tre'Davious White. He's the first pick of Sean McDermott of his career.
Yeah.
Right?
Popped his cherry on him, huh?
That's right. And he loved his team and he played really well and he had two catastrophic knee injuries that he just couldn't recover from and the contract was too much and they had to let him walk and I wanted him to retire here. I wanted him to be a Bill forever. Yeah. And now I'm going to have to watch Josh Allen chuck a ball over his head and it's going to hurt.
If he even plays.
It's going to hurt. It hurts so much. Right. Why does it hurt like this?
You get too emotionally involved.
But that's what the NFL is.
Here's the thing. The Bills the last few years have just had these like magical teams that have had these memorable moments that me personally as a Bills fan I had not experienced before because I don't remember those successful teams. I was so young. It was such like a memorable time in Bills team history for me that like all those, that's what I associate all those guys with. Yeah. So it's really hard to hate them.
Like tonight, like the D-line has been playing really well. Mitch Morris is a center for the Jaguars now, right? Like it's not out of the question. We're going to watch, I mean, I hope, Ed Oliver just blow past him, embarrass him, put him in a spin cycle and make plays in the backfield. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to cheer and then I'm going to see Mitch Morris standing there with his hands on his hips and I'm going to feel a little sad.
I never pay attention to the center, really. I mean, you really got to find that dude.
Yeah. God, how could I find where the center is when the play starts?
No, like after the play, they're never going to go, oh, here's the center.
When they show a replay of Ed Oliver blasting through the line.
Well, that'll be good. No, but that's about it.
How do you...
I mean, he's a schlub.
He's the guy in literally the middle of everything.
He runs the offense.
He does. The smartest player on the field is the center. They make all the calls.
All right.
I love you're the football
expert.
I'm not
a center guy.
You're not a center guy.
Yeah, I know you are. You love the center of a man.
I do. They say you can find out a lot about the center
and
of a
you
man.
You did. You found it all.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the Bills Revenge Tour. It started last week with Jordan Poyer, and I thought, like a lot of Bills fans, that I would enjoy watching former Bills embarrass themselves playing against Buffalo. That's exactly what Jordan Poyer did. Got boat raced by James Cook on national television, and it made me sad. And Mitch Morris and Gabe Davis are coming back tonight to play in Orchard Park, and I obviously don't want them to be successful, right? I want the Bills to win, but if something happens where they get embarrassed, I think I'm going to feel sad too. And we brought up Tre'Davious White, but as you touched on a second ago, there is one man.
Oh yeah,
who I don't think Bills fans will have this feeling for. Mm-hmm. Who would that be, Tommy?
Oh, Diggsy.
That's right.
Yeah, he did what we kind of expected him to do when he left. He was kind of doing it before he left.
Yes, he was.
So that one may not be as hard to root against, I guess.
That Houston game isn't too far off, right?
2 weeks, I believe. Ooh. Baltimore. Is it Baltimore, Houston, and the Jets? I got to look at the schedule. Week 6.
Okay.
Wait, so 2 weeks? It doesn't matter. Did you see what happened yesterday with Houston?
They lost,
They got smoked 34-7 by the Vikings. Yep. Oh, however, great day for Stephon Diggs. 10 receptions, 94 yards. Right. Sounds a lot like what happened with the Bills last season. Yeah.
Baltimore, Houston, then
Baltimore, Houston, Jets. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, like, there was no love lost there. Like, I will not have any feelings after he did that interview with GQ. Like, I want to see that man embarrassed.
He just crapped all over everybody.
Yes, I want to watch him blow up on the sidelines. I want to watch C.J. Stroud, the quarterback of the Texans, like, walking around, like,
just
not knowing what
around.
To do. Exactly, yeah. Right?
He was supposed to be the next big thing, right? The quarterback?
C.J. Stroud.
Young guy.
I mean, he's playing well. It's just he got smoked 34-7. By the Texans.
Okay.
By the Vikings. That happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that hadn't happened in 3 years at Buffalo, right? They've gone 2.5 years without losing a game by more than 6 points.
Yeah.
All right. So you got a nice little mixed bag coming up here.
Well, no, but he's the only one. He's the only one that I'm going to be like, good.
But who's left after that?
So it's just Trey White and then there are
Diggs and then that's it. Right?
Yeah. There are players that had some smaller roles, but nobody like Poyer, Gabe Davis,
like
Mitch
names.
Morris. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean.
At least you're getting it out of the way early in the season.
Well, no, the Chargers game is in December.
Who's on the Chargers?
Goodbye.
I forget what guy it was.
I'm going home. You serious right now?
Which one did you say was on the Chargers?
Okay. You're the football expert. You're gonna.
I know. I'm not the Charger expert.
You're gonna make picks in a second, in about an hour, and I'm gonna say, "Are you sure you want to do that?"
And he's gonna say, "Listen, listen."
I forgot you. You said so many goddamn names.
I said four names.
Who was the last one?
Trey White.
Oh, that guy. He's out in Los Angeles.
Oh my God.
Your money doesn't go as far. Good luck with that. At least these schlubs that went down to Jacksonville, they feel like billionaires living down there with their fat New York paychecks.
That's the other thing that sucks. Is like Mitch Morris was making a lot more money than Gabe Davis was here at Orchard Park, and they got down to Jacksonville, and that has turned on its head. Gabe Davis got a nice free agent contract. Mitch Morris got, I mean, he's getting paid well, right? Yeah. But he got you just got cut. Now we'll take you for a season or two money. Ooh. I don't know what to think tonight.
Oh, I hate Jacksonville. I know. I hate that town. I hate North Florida. I hope they get crushed.
I don't know what to think, expect for the game, because it should be a Bills walk away. The Bills are favored by, I believe, 5 points as we speak, right? But we saw a ton of upsets yesterday.
But Jacksonville's 0-2, right?
Yep, so was Baltimore. They went and, and they went and beat Dallas yesterday. I mean, a ton of underdogs have done really well this weekend, and that's scaring me a little bit.
Well, you kept calling it a trap game.
It's got trap stamped all over it.
2-0 versus 0-2.
Prime time. The Jags need this game. They need this game. I mean, the only saving grace is the Bills are on that mini bye coming off of that Thursday night win
had
in Miami.
A lot of time to prepare.
And Sean
rest it up.
Yep. Right? Sean McDermott's record off the mini bye and bye is really, really good. But the Bills still are banged up. No Matt Milano, obviously, tonight. Teron Johnson isn't going to play. The nickel safety. Terrell Bernard, they're starting linebacker, or the starting linebacker, he's not going to be there. So we will have a defense consisting of Baylen Specter and Dorian Williams.
Dorian and Baylen.
Protecting the middle of the field. And an angry, vengeful Mitch Morris looking to blow those guys away and create holes for running backs.
Mm.
And whenever the Bills play Jacksonville the last couple of years, because they've had some weird losses.
Yeah.
Right? The one
but that was in London.
No, the one before that, when Urban Meyer got one of his two NFL wins against the Bills.
That was in Jacksonville.
It was. But the Jags seem to run really well against the Bills.
So they match up well.
It might be one of those situations, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, that you know there are teams that just have other teams' numbers. For the Bills, the Dolphins, the Bills have the Dolphins' number. The Jets have the Bills' number. I'm afraid that Jacksonville may be one of those teams for the Bills.
Never mind. I was going to ask you, Doug Marrone, where did he end up? He's not there still, is he?
It's Wiki. No. Doug Peterson is the head coach out
there. I know, but I'm saying I didn't know if he was like an assistant there still.
I thought he was doing lingerie football.
No, they don't let him near lingerie. The risk is too great.
That ass is too big for lingerie.
Man, I forgot. He's
more like drapes. Man, he was King Pillow Ass.
God, he got so mad at us. What a
Well, we called him Coach Pillow Ass.
Well, no, it was before Coach Pillow Ass.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right, quick story. Here's what a dick former Bills head coach Doug Marrone was. We were at training camp, and we would interview these guys.
Yeah.
You know, he comes in, and it's supposed to be like a big day, you know, when the coach comes
in. Here comes the coach and sit down.
Yeah, okay. So they would autograph stuff for us that we would, like, give away at WCMF events.
Yeah, charities and stuff like that,
So there would be stuff laid on the table, and he comes in as this arrogant dick, and he's picking up stuff, and he's, like, acting like he doesn't want to be there, which is fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he starts signing stuff, and he goes, "You're not going to put this up on eBay, right?" This mini helmet he's holding. Mm-hmm. And I go, "No, man, I don't really need the $10. And from that moment on, he just, remember, he did an interview where he didn't look at any of us. Yes. He looked at his guy that was behind him when he was answering questions. Yeah. God, I hate that guy. Where is he, Kimmy?
So, I don't know if he's still here, but as of last season, he was with the Saints as an offensive line coach.
All right.
Before that, he was at Alabama.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.